to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past in a room that smells vaguely of goat and feet, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joining me is my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Chewy, and Dogwater Dick himself. Also on the show, we have local comedian Jenny and somebody from Occupy Reno.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Right, you hit your post,
I nailed
Rory.
That.
Fucking
yeah.
Getting good.
It's Pez.
Oh, thanks.
It's Pez Dispenser.
Oh, Pez Dispenser. Jenny Pez Dispenser. Well, I blanked.
Fix that post. You fucked up.
I needed that extra half a second to hit my post, though, so I thank you.
You suck.
It was gorgeous.
I have a fail
already. I no longer worship you, Roy.
Hey, say hi to the audience, Jenny.
Hi, audience.
This is Jenny Pez Dispenser.
Hi.
Woo!
Yay!
Welcome.
Here she is.
Nice to have you.
Nice to have you.
I'm in a room full of cock.
Thank you.
There's cock to the left of me and cock to the right.
That's how I think of it, too.
What do you do? You're a writer on art in the Reno Tahoe
I'm a writer for Reno Tahoe tonight. I also do stand-up comedy, and I have a Clark Kent job with a government entity not to be named.
Did you say a Clark Kent job?
Clark Kent job.
Oh, Clark Kent job. That's
Clark
completely
Kent
different.
She wears wears horn-rimmed glasses and everything.
And gives handies.
I'm okay with a Clark Kent hand job. Wait,
wait. When did Clark Kent start giving handies? What?
Clark High School.
He's a Superman.
In my dreams.
Also with us, we have Tom, a media rep for Occupy Reno, or just somebody who's in the know?
Somebody who's in the know, I guess you could say. We don't really have any formal representatives.
Because
you can't talk? Here at Occupy Reno, we can't talk right. Because that's not really how this organization works. It's a very open and free-form organization. We don't have formal representatives as of this moment. And so basically I'm out here to do media outreach and try and get the message out there.
Cool.
There are a lot of very confused people who don't really know what this is all about, and we'd like to educate them.
Sounds good.
All right. Cool.
We'll get to all these fine things in a moment, but first I want to check in with you guys.
Yeah.
How's your week been, Nick?
Oh, me?
Yeah,
my
well,
week's been pretty
I always
good.
I feel a lot of times I forget and to
forget
get to
you,
and then next thing you know, here we are 4 months later, and you've still got Burning Man stories
to
get to.
Oh, I do have Burning Man stories.
What happened that Thursday night, anyways?
What happened to Burning Man?
At the end of Burning Man on Thursday? All right, Thursday night, what are
oh
we
my God.
He really has that in his notebook. Why did you
I'm
ask
sorry,
him that
I'm so,
specific?
Because I was curious, Rory. He's a friend of mine.
He took notes?
Oh, wait,
Chewy
no,
wants
no,
to
no,
know.
That was, yeah, there we go.
I got the key to another world that day.
Ooh, well, that is exciting.
I've had that before. It's overrated.
On Facebook?
Yeah. No. It's a lot of responsibility.
It's on like a big piece
it's
of paper.
More, it sounds really
did
cool
it look
on
like
paper.
This?
No, it was not a sidecar.
It looked like a big sheet of paper that was divided
into
about 100 little pieces of paper.
No, it was literally a key on a chain that I was handed
to
me.
Down.
And it was to another world, so... A world with rings
a whole new
around
world?
It. A world with rings around it. But that's enough Burning Man stories. I want to talk about Conroe.
Right.
I went to Conroe
this
week.
How, was that cool
or
what?
God.
It was pretty cool, man.
Yeah. I see Jenny also has an opinion about Conroe.
And Burning Man. Let's get to it.
Well,
what did you think, Nick?
I thought Conroe is amazing, and what a great idea, and what a concept.
Now that's got
coming out when nobody has money, though, is a problem. So.
Yes,
yeah.
it's the world's largest climbing wall, right?
First off, yeah,
like outdoor or indoor, it's just the biggest climbing wall.
Yeah, I believe so,
and it is outdoors.
Yeah, it's outdoors.
Doesn't it have a dog park? Inside
heading into the winter,
well,
yeah,
we went
inside?
To the dog park with our dog, and that's kind of why we went there. But it wasn't really a park as much as like a little cocktail lounge for your dog.
And oh, it's God.
Like in the shape of a bone, maybe about the distance of this room diagonally.
Really? So if you get two big dogs
big
in there,
for like
it ruins the whole fucking
three
thing.
Dogs,
they just
four
my
dogs.
Dog just jumped right over it. It doesn't really hold dogs in it at all. It's kind of like...
It looks cool?
It looks cool. It's a good idea. They need to think it out a little more, I think, on the dog
well,
park.
I think they'll do some fine-tuning before their big, big grand opening.
Was this the soft
great.
Opening?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The motel opening, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, because I can't imagine they're going to open. They're not going to open an outdoor climbing wall in Reno and expect it to do any business until springtime.
Because they have all kinds of crazy shit. Like right now, the bars and the eateries are open, and they're going to start. They're having shows over there too, like the Centric showroom there. It's really nice. Nice little stage. And
now, where is that located for anybody who doesn't already know?
Oh, it's just downtown, right by the arch, right next to the arch.
Yeah, it's the old Fitzgerald building.
They still have the Blarney Stone up on the wall.
Yep.
So
yay.
You can rub that when you go in.
You can catch a cold from people all across the country.
And help spread the contagious
just
virus.
Walk up to it and cough all over it.
The real Blarney Stone, they pee on and watch the tourists kiss it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So, I know.
That's totally true.
I totally want to do that. I bring in a bag of urine.
Have you been over to Ireland?
Those are my countrymen.
Welcome to Reno. Have a taste of my pee. Suck it.
Me
this
and
is
Josh,
my urine.
What else I did this week? Me and Josh saw a couple of cool hillbilly bands at Joe Jobs.
Yeah, how was that?
That was really fun.
Promoting
man.
That, but
I like,
didn't make it out.
I really like that kind of
not
music.
Enough people play that kind of music out and out about, I don't think.
Right.
There's a lot of metal, but there's not much good country music going on.
Right.
True.
Right.
True that.
So I enjoyed it.
Very cool.
A couple bands. One band was from Portland, the other one was from Amador County somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both from California.
Do you know what their names were?
No.
The Johnson.
They were memorable.
The Johnson Creek Stranglers.
Yes.
They're the ones from Portland.
The Amador
Amador Farm
Drunks.
Drunks
yes.
With
yeah.
an X. Yeah. Drunks with an X.
They were pretty good.
Yeah, they play good.
Like Drunks Punks. I really wanted to go see that show.
Lot,
I really wanted to go out to see that show, but I ended up coming down with a little bit of the
diarrhea.
No, that was my daughter. I just had the hacking cough that wouldn't go away.
So you kissed the Blarney Stone.
I had that last week.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah. I went down to Fitzgerald's and rubbed it all over my face. Maybe I caught it from you.
Maybe.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah, I'm gonna blame Nick.
There you go. Thank you, buzzer.
As should we all.
Not a ding.
Epic
it's pretty
fail.
Much Nick's fault.
So yeah, no. As a result, I did absolutely nothing from like Wednesday to Sunday. Absolutely.
How are you feeling now? Good?
Oh, much better. The fever broke on Saturday. I self-medicated, you know, OTC.
Whiskey?
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Hey, you got
there was no counter.
Thins the blood. It's good for you.
That's awesome.
It's true.
That's about it for me, really, to report this week. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of a slow week.
Yeah.
I do have bad news. Our guest, Tom Gordon, from a few weeks ago,
Is Tommy all right?
His pop died.
That's too bad about that.
He was going to record Daniel French, who's in town, but then his dad died. Mm.
Poor Tom.
Well, we love you, Tom.
We love you, Tom.
And we love Danielle, our first guest.
I saw Danielle just the other evening at the Mudshark show up there at the Little Wall. It was pretty nice to see her.
Yeah, I saw she was coming in
she
town.
She was with Spike from Spike and Jackson,
another
former guest.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we were there to see the Mudsharks, which was a pretty badass show.
Man, we just know everybody.
Yeah, how was that?
It sounds
it was
like name dropping Mudsharks. It's not like 90.
Full.
Well, we haven't had that. We haven't had them on the show, actually.
No.
And you won't. I don't even think they're together. I think that was a one shot.
I think they all live all over the country, and the UNR Alumni Association put the money up, I think, for them to come out here and have a homecoming party. And it was pretty rad,
yeah.
A couple other bands started out. MC Pickle and the Juice opened up the show. They were pretty awesome. I'd really like to get them down here someday. Got a good name, but also a good sound.
MC Pickle and the Juice.
Do you have any CDs
Knowledge
or
Forever?
Those
not yet.
Okay.
No, but my wife's sister's friends are in that band, so I'd be able to keep in touch with them.
Cool, man.
Your wife's brother's cousin's college roommate's best friend.
But
exactly.
Not your
and
father.
That's really pretty accurate.
But not my father, Luke.
Yep. Yeah, my father was definitely not in the band.
Anything else this week? Like,
not really. Been doing a lot of shopping for stuff for the baby.
Yeah.
Ooh, the impending baby.
Yep. So she's getting a lot of ratchet. She's not even born yet. She has more stuff than me.
Buy diapers.
Totally.
It's any time.
We don't
now.
Need
you
diapers
can get
anymore.
The call, huh?
Oh yeah, you do, dude.
Yeah, you,
you need like
you need like a half a garage full.
You need to just
have enough friends that breed.
We have several thousand diapers right now. Should last us a few months.
That's good. Well, good luck.
Other than that, I haven't really been doing much. Been hanging out around the house.
Enjoying what about you,
it, huh?
Dick?
Putting a lot of music from cassette to lately.
We'll get to enjoy some of that this evening.
Very nice.
We got stuff from Chewy's archives for later.
Yep. Got
Sweet.
Some cassette and some vinyl.
Cassette.
Excellent.
From the ancient Reno music vault.
Yep. Yeah. Stuff from the early 90s.
Well, what about you, Dick?
Dude, I had a band scheduled this weekend by the manager, and it turns out the band didn't want to record and told the manager to fuck off, and so I got a day off.
Hey, hey, hey. All right. Good
I
for
had
you.
An entire day off.
Finally get to masturbate?
Take
a shit.
He gave his own happy ending.
It was everywhere.
Jump in a river of snot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while.
Good for you.
So, and I took a crap finally. That was rough too. Dude, yeah, so it was amazing. It was amazing.
Great, great
an entire Saturday.
What was the band?
I don't want to say who the band was that waited until the last fucking day to tell me that they didn't want to record.
Boo.
Costing me
$400
and $400. Yeah. I don't want to say who that is.
Say
but,
who it
yeah.
is.
But they
Game
were very
drop.
They're very nice people
Some,
as they totally
one
dicked
of,
me over.
One of Nick's bands.
Yeah. I hate him.
Hey, speaking of flaky bands, don't forget to check the Pinky Link, brought to you by Pinky Polansky.
PinkyPolansky.com.
I love Pinky Polansky.
They're awesome. Rad. They give us money, so we say their name once an episode.
They gave us one 12-pack of beer one time.
No, Felix throws money at me
right,
every now
right.
and then. Yeah.
We just saw the beer. Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's in the rapidly growing stack of Worst Little Podcast cash.
Hell yeah.
Nice. That I have stuffed into the mattress.
Clocking.
That's how I'm going to survive.
Some rainy days
how we're
going
to invest.
Yeah. It's your mattress, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it smells great.
Stay classy.
So we're all updated. We're all
caught up. I guess so. So I guess we should go to a guest.
Should we?
Nice.
I think they should fight for who we talk to first.
Arm wrestle.
All right, rock, paper, scissors.
I want to hear his stance.
Oh, you want to hear my stance?
Oh, okay. So you want
to dive into
that. Just happened.
You want to be a standoffish peanut gallery?
Oh, hold on.
That's a good way to do it.
Let me strike a poise.
I just don't understand it. So
poises don't work on the radio.
Then poises on Pia. I want to know what, because I see, from what I've ever seen, it's not focused on one thing. And you can't really change a multitude of things. It's like a kid in a store. Mommy, 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 shut up. Pick one item. Mm. So if you're going across, because that's kind of what I've gotten from what I've read, is that it's a lot of things. You're not going to get change on a lot of things. You might on one solid entity that you contract, put a lot of your energy into one focus, then there's one little change. That's how things start.
Well, first,
real quick.
So go ahead.
Put a little rewind on this for the listeners
so
who might have their head in a hole in the ground.
So what are
so
they talking about?
There have been some protests.
Yeah.
There's been a movement across most, very much across the U.S., a lot of parts of Europe.
Across the world.
Asia
it's
and
amazing.
Africa. Yeah, no, I mean, has been a worldwide movement with the hashtag, if you will, Occupy Your City Name Here.
Right.
The big news is what's happening in New York City and Wall Street. But locally, a lot of grassroots groups have sprung up.
You guys did it this Saturday, right? Like you went out.
Yeah,
that's correct.
You had a big march.
We had 300 people out there. It was overwhelming. It was way more than I expected personally. Let me say, firstly, I'm not an official.
I can't get 300 people to listen to the show. So.
Well, hey, man, that's why
we're getting
I'm
closer.
Here.
Hey,
there
yeah.
we go. It's called a mutual, you know, the fellatio. Anyways, the point is,
one hand helps the other.
Nice.
And ideally, we'll get more and more people, and we'll form a circle of jerk, a circle,
a circle of jerks,
of helpfulness, a circle of caring. Firstly, let me clarify. I'm not an official representative, as I said before. I'm a guy who's part of this.
I talked to Stacy M. I don't know what her last name was. Stacy A. Stacy Alonzo?
I can't remember, but I know who you're talking
about.
She's
a lovely lady who I've corresponded with in email, and she put me in touch with you yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a great person. Unbelievable. And I mean, yeah, it's all very sort of informal. We're part of the media committee for this thing because most of us have some experience in doing media. But to clarify, I mean, as you said, this thing kicked off with Occupy Wall Street itself. They initially got about 700 people there.
It's been going on about a month.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly one long month, which is pretty cool.
I didn't think it would last 2 weeks. Honestly,
I'm going to be honest too. When I first heard of it, neither did I. And in addition, what you were saying, I mean, one of the initial problems with this thing was that you did have everyone and their grandma coming down saying that we need to free the squirrels, we need to free Peru, we need to ensure rights for dogs across America.
Tranny bathrooms.
Separate tranny bathrooms. Exactly. We had everyone and their mother.
What about unisex bathrooms? I want unisex bathrooms.
I want
to have glory hole straight action if there's no unisex bathroom.
I want no bathrooms at all. There
you go.
That.
That's what I'm talking about.
I just want a Blarney Stone. I know, exactly. Piss on.
Then we start smelling like France in the 1800s.
What are you doing in your bathroom? Yeah.
Really? Well, that's part of the thing. And essentially what's been going on, and yes, you're right, initially there were a ton of sort of different interests, but all of these things are coming out of the same energy, that there's something definitely going wrong in this country, that there's something that's preventing the 99% of ordinary average American citizens from getting their voice heard in government. And again, this is just my opinion. I'm not an official spokesman, but in my opinion, it's that we have Republicans and we have Democrats. And right now, the primary strategy for Democrats is to elect more Democrats. The primary strategy for Republicans is to elect more Republicans.
And they're not really doing much at all.
That's weird.
I know. Holy shit. You would never think. Well,
and I'm glad you touched on the two-party split there, because honestly, with all respect to the Occupy movement, a lot of the frustrations and complaints I hear are really identical to the stuff we heard when the Tea Party movement was first getting started before it got co-opted. And I think in a lot of ways, too, there, you know, slippery slope, there are signs that people are trying to occupy or to co-opt the Occupy movement.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Democratic legislators hiring people to go protest.
It was at Walmart.
Same way. I mean, it's the exact
Occupy
same
Occupy t-shirt
thing.
At Walmart.
Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Jesse,
really?
Nice. Occupy, your name here.
There's even an Occupy Wall Street condom out. Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and President Obama's thinking about calming down. All these guys are constantly trying to co-opt this. But I'll tell you something. If you listen to mainstream media, that might be true. But if you're in touch with the protesters, none of the people on the ground care, because they want real change. They want real representation. And right now in this country, what we have are a system of mutual vested interests from corporations, from the powers that be that have been in there, from people that have been working in government for the past 40, 50 years. My biggest example of this is a guy who's unfortunately dead now, but Strom Thurmond died in 2003, was a senator in 2001,
right?
North Carolina representative.
Elected,
I believe,
in, I think, 1875?
Something like that. Wasn't he 190 cat years?
I think 1951, but this is a man who voted against civil rights.
Right.
Voted against civil rights. How do you even do that? How do you stay in office? Because he's been perpetuated.
For the next
1951 North Carolina.
Yeah. Because
but
there was a bit of a movement back then.
He stood by his conviction.
And there is,
that's
and there
the
is
beauty
something.
Of free speech. Yeah. I don't agree with him at all. I think he at all.
But his constituents did.
Yeah, it's free speech, though, and he stuck
they
by
elected
it.
Him.
And they didn't go, I'm going to count. Okay,
right.
I love blacks, too.
That's the way the United States works.
Just,
but
it's a beautiful thing.
But at the same time, you know, I think that's part of what
we're talking
about. At the
same time, we have to allow our
Occupy.
Country.
Right. How much did his constituents really elect him, and how much did maybe regional or local business and money interests?
Well, I think everybody's got to vote, and I think the people with real ideas need to run.
Exactly. But the problem is that right now, I would strongly argue the reason that I'm out there and that once this thing kicks off, we have our money for the permit. We raised it in about 5 minutes. Someone passed around a hat. It was amazing. It was
awesome.
Yeah, I saw on Facebook you guys raised about $1,300.
It was really uplifting because, we did our march.
They are keeping cash in hand so that they can buy the permits.
Yeah, exactly.
To continue assembly.
It's all more or less for the permit, that money
is. Right, right.
I'll just clarify and tell people how this thing works and essentially some of the infrastructure. The Occupy movements run off a General Assembly, and what that means is, all right, so you do your march. We march from UNR, University of Reno, and along Virginia Street down to City Hall.
Good,
and then we met a couple people
there.
We met a couple people there who were a little bit too old or too sick, you know, a couple people in wheelchairs and that sort of thing that couldn't march. Hey, man.
They rolled.
The involved.
They rolled.
They
Which, if you
along.
Ask me, that's cooler. But anyways, it's always cooler to roll, man.
Well, it's easier.
2 miles an hour, baby, so everybody sees you. But anyways, so we all there. We're all there. You know, we're camped out, and we've got about 300 people there. And what happens is we start up a General Assembly. And the General Assembly is a pretty simple process. Someone comes up there, and they say a point. They say, we need to focus on corporate greed, or we need to promote local business, or we need to essentially, you know, different methods to essentially get our government out of the hands of the government and back into the hands of the people. And so it works very simple. Because we're not allowed microphones, we might actually be in Reno, but at this point it's showing solidarity with Occupy Wall Street, because one of the things that they weren't allowed, along with tents, porta-johns, basic sort of implements for survival, down at Zuccotti Park were megaphones and that sort of thing. Right. Any kind of amplification was completely forbidden. So what they invented was something called the people's mic. So one person says a very brief phrase, 5 or 6 words, and the rest of the crowd repeats that phrase back. It can be a little
call
creepy.
And response soapbox.
Yeah, call and response soapbox.
Hell
exactly.
No, we won't go.
Hell no, we won't.
We're here. We're queer. We're going skiing.
We're here. Yes, nice. Precisely. Precisely.
I like potatoes.
Personally, I telemark. Personally, I telemark. But, but anyways, yeah, exactly. So you call and response. And in order that the thing doesn't get rowdy, you can't really cheer because people need to get the message out there. That's mm-hmm. the first and foremost thing. In order for our direct democracy movement to succeed, you need to have messages be heard. So people right. don't
so,
cheer.
So
and
do
they
you
don't
have
clap.
Specific people assigned to being like the call the
I
responders?
Still know what it
no,
is
like
exactly,
like personal
no.
megaphones.
Exactly.
We're not getting there.
Or whoever's
I
just
wanna,
standing closest.
I want to know what it is.
No, we don't.
No, now that we understand the process,
how this works. Well,
what do they all
what's,
want?
What's
well,
the what do they all want?
Well, let me.
Well, I
know. This.
I want to know if like. Are there assigned like human megaphones, or is it just whoever thinks
sounds
it's a
like
good
it's pretty
idea?
Much? Yeah,
it's essentially
all.
You get in a line is how it yeah. works, and it's first come first serve.
Nice.
We do have a couple.
Well, no, I mean as far as who repeats.
How?
Oh,
how,
it's everyone.
But how many times did somebody get up there and say something stupid that nobody wanted to repeat, or did everybody fall in?
Yeah, is there a lot of censorship?
Well, okay.
Did somebody get up there and you know like repeaters? Say you know I hate the Jews or something?
I want more like, farts.
Well, okay. Yeah,
there was there any stupid stuff? That's what
we've. At Occupy Reno, no, yeah. but we do have a system in place to prevent that, and
ooh.
That's not
well, during,
censorship.
During that
what
march,
it is instead.
I was up at UNR at a football game, and yeah. I think all the people who like to repeat stupid shit were there.
Well done.
Honestly.
Well done,
hey,
sir.
Chewy with that slow
no,
whip.
we have a set of hand signals, so essentially you wave your hands up if you agree. You wave mm-hmm. your fingers around. If you disagree, you do your wrists, you go a little queer, and you go down. And you wave your
oh,
down.
Like as if to say that's gay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Sure.
Applause like
people
in sign
hate
language,
you.
And I'm a really limp
essentially,
poofter.
Essentially, well, it's gay all the way around because if you like it, jazz hands.
Right. It's jazz hands, yeah.
But
which is also applause in sign language.
If you have a point of process, meaning that you feel that the process of the General Assembly isn't working, that this person has essentially gotten up there and just started talking.
Hijacked.
Hijacked, exactly. Then you hold up your hands in sort of a diamond shape, and that shows point of process, and everyone shuts up, and we get things back rolling. And the final symbol, if someone says all Jews are evil and disgusting and need to be destroyed,
that's way more than
like
five
that,
or six words. Too,
that is
to start off.
I
well,
would
then
love to hear
well, firstly, if they
though.
Say that, they're probably co-opting
no,
anyway.
That'd be the greatest thing on the planet.
But if someone
being
says
a Jew
that,
myself,
basically, if
go.
Someone says that they can, that they'd be perfectly fine, perfectly okay with walking away. Just completely walking away, disregarding the whole thing based off what this person is saying. Then you hold up your arms and you have your forearms crossed in an X. And enough people do that and turn away. Firstly, chances are the person that's saying that stuff,
hammer.
The experience we've had, because we did have a shill, someone who was getting paid to purport a political agenda
yeah.
at one of the General Assemblies before this one. And someone who's like that, who's getting paid to do that, they're not going to shut up anyway, so you just got to wait. And
damn carpet-bagging shills.
And
damn right. Salt. I'll tell you what, boy. Essentially, we
ladies
have a mechanism.
Mr. Hank Hill.
If someone is being honest, they're going to shut up, and they're going to get off the stage if no one likes what they're going to say. You know,
right.
When you have 300 people disliking you, it's going to be very hard to do that.
And most yeah. people who aren't there with a
with
quote-unquote paid agenda are going to take social cues.
Yeah,
like,
and they're
like
going to be
polite human beings.
And they're going to be reasonable.
Yeah.
And they're
or at least that's the hope.
They're going
I
to be
take
a,
it.
A human being first and foremost. And that's why we're here anyway.
Because well, one of the things exactly. that I see that is this teetering on the edge of angry mob?
Not.
I mean, I
no.
From what I've seen of Occupy Reno, I mean, I was
well, not yeah, not necessarily here.
Some of
but,
the European people get beat down by the police.
Yeah, the European.
Well,
stuff.
And then there's a Facebook Europeans. Video of I think it was in New York. The cops on like motorcycles running people over.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
I
know,
saw
I mean,
that.
And, but
on
you know,
the, on behalf
with
of the
all
cops,
of that,
maybe, but no, I don't think the protesters are like throwing Molotov
no.
cocktails.
Well, and honestly, too,
not
you know,
yet.
For both sides of it, whether you're talking about the cops or the protesters, I think from both sides of it, we're not seeing anything in context.
Yeah, that's a big
true.
Problem.
And you have to be
well,
there.
it goes to show how much our mass media controls our society right now, and how much this sort of paradigm of left versus right, of either you're wrong or you're right, and there is no middle ground. There's no gray area. There are no colors. It's either black or white or red or blue. There's no even purple. What's up with that, man?
Yeah. Come on, purple is the
prettiest. It goes to show you how much this polarization is taking its toll. I've looked at a lot of major media, and I've looked at a lot of the stuff that the occupiers are doing, some of the YouTube footage and that sort of thing. And generally, people are very, very peaceful. At the same time, they're going to march. I've lived in New York myself, and I'll tell you, if you're not around the UN, it's very tough to march anywhere.
Yeah.
They're very strict. They're very organized, and they know exactly what they're doing. And furthermore, you're dealing with a post-9/11 police department that is essentially has been trained to quell terrorism.
Deal with all that kind of
shit. They're not down with – they don't have tactics for peaceful protest. I mean, they do.
Not very patient either.
Not very patient, exactly. And Boston, in a way, is even worse. What do you have to say?
I still want to know what exactly Occupy Reno does.
I held up my cross. That is a great question, but we're going to get to that after our first musical break here. Josh, you want to set this up for me?
Well, this song is totally non-political and has to do with beer entirely.
Woo!
It's a beautiful love song to beer written by Gunshot Liquor.
If you guys remember. Oh, my God. I have a tape of theirs.
Yeah. Well, I've got like three or four tapes, and I've been going through them lately, and I found this
gem.
Do you
have a God Among Men tape?
I do, actually. I didn't bring any in. I've got their first tape.
I have two.
Do you have this the little EP version with Liz on the front with the gun? Yeah, I was just putting that down on my digital shit yesterday. It's a good tape. I didn't bring any in, though.
When they were first in Reno.
Well, they started in Reno.
Yeah, when they were playing with Gunshot Liquor at the Metamorphosis.
Yeah, they played with the Met. Played with the Met, Dirty Steve, Orangefield, Worm,
nice name
Steve Dave. Yeah.
Nice name drop, Jen.
Previous.
The Met, I know.
So, this is a song called Beer by Gunshot Liquor.
Yeah, you just age yourself.
Woo!
Thank you.
smoking.
Beautiful song.
Yeah.
Johnny Fingers, the Ripper.
Yeah, what a kick-ass band.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. Good
pick. No problem. Yeah.
Thank you. Awesome.
And my personal favorite,
a no-brainer.
My personal close friend in the band, Bill Goldie.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Bill Goldie's the man.
I love another Bill. Fun late night fella.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Actually, we were talking about the 1099 Club. Again, the last time I was in the 1099 Club was with Bill Goldie while we were supposed to be closing the vegan restaurant next door, but we had run out of wine. Because we had drank it all while throwing knives at the map on the wall. So we went over to the 1099 to get more booze.
That's a pretty good.
So that we wouldn't fall asleep and could finish closing the store.
It's got a vegan restaurant and a gay bar on the same block. It's
like it was
a great
awesome.
Block to not,
yeah.
One
not
sir
on.
Eats meat, one does not.
Nice. Midtown's all
done.
They probably all got along together, too.
It's a good time.
Alrighty. The tranny would be
it's
over
grown
there.
A lot since then.
I need a salad.
Yo, you
I'd like to toss your salad.
Ooh.
I used to deliver out of pizzas over to the 1099 Club, and I'd always get the same response. Oh, my God, the pizza guy's here. Get a lot of hugs. They were very good tippers and actually really good people.
Did that come with extra sausage?
Yeah, we went
sausage.
No,
we went Carolyn one time and went in there. It was super fun. They were nice.
Yeah. They
they're
with
nice
people.
Guys, yeah.
Caroling at dive bars is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It brings a smile to everyone's face.
Yeah. We were singing all kinds of crazy songs, too. Not your typical Christmas fare.
Santa Claus is a lie. But
I'll share that shit with you in December.
Blame it on the rain.
Oh, yeah. I hope no children are listening to this show.
Walmart loves
motherfuckers.
Christmas.
Yeah, because if they are, you're bad. Your parents are bad people.
Yeah.
They are bad people.
Yeah, if you are under the age of at least 16 and listening to this, your parents are bad people.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta
but take advantage
CBS.
Of them now. Seriously. While you can.
Should monitor.
But also at the same time, what's up?
Hey, yeah. How you doing?
Welcome in.
Hey, man.
Welcome new
Tune
listener.
Tune in every week.
Welcome
we'll
to adulthood.
Share it with all of your friends.
That's right. We're here to help you.
Yes. I'm in middle school.
Send us money. We'll say your name.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Tommy at Vaughn Middle School. We just like to give you a big shout out, Tom.
Shout out to Tommy, everybody.
Mrs. Shepherd's third grade class.
Bobby asks if we'll say, cunt shit fuck. There you go, Bobby.
There you go, Bobby.
The answer is you. We will.
Say hi to your principal.
Thanks for the dollar.
All it took was three beers.
I'm writing to you from detention.
Is it okay if my mom's having an affair with the postman because my dad doesn't know?
Only yes. If you tell us all the details.
If the postman is me.
And your mom is fucking Cheryl Teagues. Or something.
She's a MILF.
Damn, that's an old
a
one,
MILF?
Huh?
Yeah.
Shit,
Cheryl Teagues is probably old as fuck now.
As she is now?
She looks good, though. Have you seen her?
She probably doesn't look that good.
She looks good.
Probably looks good
Plastic
for her age.
Surgery is good to women like that.
Yeah.
Is she a GILF yet?
A GILF.
A GILF.
Probably.
A grandma I'd like to
MILF.
Fuck.
That's rough trade.
That's rough trade. Oh. Damn. Have you seen the magazine, Woman Over 70? Yeah.
Oh,
hideous.
Nice. I have the internet. It's there.
Oh, you've seen GILF.
Well, I'm not on purpose necessarily, but
none of us did it on purpose, Rory.
Some things,
or that clown porn.
Some things have titles that are less descriptive than they should be.
Like when it said old bitches fucking
like,
young men, you thought, what
blue
waffle?
No, no, like bluewaffle.com. I dare you.
I dare you.
So
don't look that up.
Yeah, you're aware of Blue Waffle Tom.
Oh, let me put my nipples up off the floor now.
Lemon Party is also lemonparty.org. That's also a crowd.
Let's not be plugging these things because they're really disgusting.
Yeah, no, that's and they will live forever, and you will never get it out
Actually,
of your mind.
Let's. I mean, that's journalism. We're helping people see things that they can't unsee.
Maybe we'll get a link back.
Yeah, don't go look at that.
Yeah, please.
Gross.
Yeah, not recommended for those of weak stomach, faint of heart, or pregnant women.
Health advisory.
Health advisory.
So let's get back to the topic at hand, the sensation that's taken over the nation and our fair town.
I want to hear a little bit about what the
Occupy Reno.
What exactly is the philosophy behind it?
Right. What's the end game?
What will make them go away?
I understand the assembling.
At this point, is anybody actually occupying anything?
Reno, we just, like I was saying earlier, we just got the money for the permit. So
right.
I don't know what they've done today. Legal is definitely working on it. And There is a certain threat. Apparently, the Parks Department wanted $1 million bond or something like that, and everyone wants this insurance and that insurance and the other insurance. Basically, if these people are going to make it impossible to occupy, well, not just the park, but any location, really. If these people want to make it impossible to occupy, I can't speak for the movement again, but I have a feeling we're going to be occupying anyway. So,
yeah, well, do you have a right under the Constitution to peacefully assemble?
There's a certain irony to buying a permit so that
you can assemble.
And we're not an isolated case here. New York's not an isolated case. Most urban cities have had laws like this. Really, kind of, they've been evolving since the Great Depression.
Oh, before that. Yeah. Since the Civil War, really, if you look at New York. Easily. In 1863, I mean, on Washington Square Park, I mean, they had a huge mob there. And ever since then,
or like with the the soldiers who marched against, I don't know, Woodrow Wilson. No, I didn't know.
Oh, the bonus army. Yeah,
the bonus army. Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's
you know,
that,
this
is the
same kind of thing.
Exactly.
It seems to
and
be.
They got tear gassed and shot at.
Kent State, they actually killed people, I think.
Yeah, they did.
Well, yeah. But that was the civil rights movement, which is
anti-Vietnam type thing.
A little different. They weren't like necessarily camping out. I mean, they had the sit-ins in an office.
We have the right, constitutionally, have the right to peacefully assemble with as many people as you want to. Why? How can they make you not?
Yeah, precisely.
Money.
But what are you assembling for?
Well, it doesn't matter what you're assembling for. It's protected by the Constitution.
Do you mean
free speech?
That said,
that is
the First Amendment.
That
the very
is what's
first
on
one.
Everybody's mind. So I'd like to address that.
I would like to hear it.
Let's
we're
hear
there
it.
For,
Let's hear it.
Which is, and again, I cannot speak formally, but I will say I cannot speak as sort of a formal representative, but I will say that
in your opinion.
In my opinion. We're all there and we've all been brought together by the same energy, which is that we've gotten screwed over. And in the meantime, the CEOs and even more so than the CEOs and people in the private sector, some of these people in the public sector and some of the people in our government have profited immensely off of some of these policies that have been enacted really since this crash hit. And honestly, even before that, in my mind.
Yeah, was they're setting it up or something, or it was being...
Yeah, I mean,
set up for that anyway.
This has been boiling
like
for
very,
very...
How do we profit off a complete failure of our system?
Exactly. And I mean,
bail us out and then we have record profits.
If you look at like the Solyndra...
Fuck you, dude.
If you look at like the Solyndra thing where this guy made, I think, $600 million off this.
Yeah. And
betting against stocks to lose.
Oh, the Solyndra
company took a bunch
Solyndra
of money from the federal government
was,
and then just tanked.
Yeah, exactly.
On purpose,
the Solyndra thing, he purposely tanked a bunch of something that was funded by the feds and made off with it.
Yeah, and all that money is still sitting in somebody's bank account.
Oh, his. Yes, exactly. And his wife's probably, who's a major. I mean, basically, there's been a thing going on in this country where if you have a ton of money and furthermore, if you're able to raise a ton of money, basically, if you're part of this 1% that holds this immense amount of power, then you're able to get a government job. Then you're able to get that money. You're able to get a massive amount of federal money, tank that company, and get away scot-free. And there's something very wrong about that. That's the energy that's brought us together. In terms of actual...
Just to go over it real quick, the 1%, the 99% thing, I just wanted to define it.
Right.
The rule of thumb is that... or has been 1% of the population controls an X amount of wealth. At this point, it's
the Stiglitz report is I think the 1% controls 40% of the wealth in this country.
Right, and then the other 99% of us have to split essentially a little more than
a tiny fraction. And furthermore, the 10% controls 90% of the wealth.
Right.
Now, listen, I'm not entirely sure. I mean, you can throw statistics all over the place, and I'm not.
But this is also a theory that's been around with, I mean, current economics.
Absolutely.
Decades.
And furthermore, it's not just about the money.
Right.
It's about
the
power.
It's just a theory, either.
It's
about
the
pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's not a theory. It's a fact.
Right.
It's
well,
a fact.
I think part of the frustrations now are a lot of the reports out there. Different studies are showing that gap is increasing further.
And then it's been increasing since the 50s.
Here's the thing, though. Really, a lot of these guys just can afford better accountants. Like, when you get into the taxes, that's really what it is. When you think about it, they can afford to have an account and find every legal loophole there is in the IRS.
They also finance
every
political person in office has been financed by these people.
Funding
lobbyists.
I cannot remember the name of the star. It's a musician, though. It's like a country. I want to say it's...
Garth Brooks?
No. I can't. I don't know. It's like Kenny Rogers or something. Kenny Rogers owes like... It might not be Kenny Rogers. I just want to close
Willie Nelson.
Either way, it's not Willie because he's smoking
Willie,
it
man.
Up.
Willie's
the
boy.
Bottom line is this. This guy owns like 300,000 acres in Tennessee. 300, like this just immense amount of acreage.
Gargantuan.
Okay? And because he puts 1 acre of organic farming on that, one single acre, his taxes for his land
for
was only
thing.
Like $196 last
right.
year.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Something
well,
like
and
that.
Furthermore, you
but that's because he has an accountant that said, hey, we can pay $300,000 a year on this property, or we can put a farm on it for this big and
wanna,
put some solar panels.
You grow some potatoes, buddy.
Yeah,
it'll be all
and
right.
And get
yeah,
a tax write-off. Right. Because he also sells it to the local people. And there's also a tax write-off for being a local grower.
Sure.
So there's just all this stuff. But
and
I think
don't
that's
blame
really
him for taking
well,
that's a good thing.
I don't blame
that's,
him.
But you got to encourage people to grow things
big
themselves.
Thing, I mean,
other.
Honestly,
but
is taxes.
Massive...
That's the problem. You're not taxing people adequately that could actually pay.
Well, you're not
this
taxing them truthfully.
Yeah,
is really what
not.
You're talking. I mean, yeah,
right.
that's absolutely a huge.
I think
part
they shouldn't
of
be allowed to have accountants.
Well, in Nevada, the mines and what they pay for their taxes is absolutely ridiculous. Considering they pull literally a trillion dollars out of the state. And pay less than 1% of the taxes on that, whereas they expect the casinos to pay more than 10% of their gross, and the mines pay 1% of their gross because they have high operating costs. And it's a law that was written into state law, I think, in the 1800s. And these mines are making trillions of dollars out of our state, and then they're putting that money back. They're foreign-run companies, and that money's not being helped. And Nevada's really kind
of
fucked right
Most
now.
Most of that is Canadian, as I understand it.
Okay,
yeah.
So what?
Demands. Sorry. Okay, so we've addressed this essential issue, which is that we have the system of mutual self-interests where these incredibly wealthy people are essentially, well, if I might be crude, sucking each other off in order for mutual benefit and getting away with essentially our money.
We like crude. It's good.
All right, good. All right, sucking each other off, bag of dicks, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Hit you with a bag of dicks.
I will beat you with this bag of dicks.
Love you, Louie.
Dick's coming very soon.
Oh, yeah. So in terms
of
demand.
Are you?
All of us.
Sorry.
All of us in Occupy Reno.
It's a present from Dick. Isn't it beautiful?
So beautiful. All of us at Occupy Reno, the reason that we have these general assemblies and the reason that we're getting down there is that essentially, all right, we have a Republican Democratic Party that have been running think tanks for years. They have groups of people, political scientists, political whatever, who've gotten together, and they're thinking up ideas. You know, they're thinking of what they can possibly do to further their cause, to further their agenda. Never before have the people had that. That's what we're there for. In terms of demands, we know what the issue is. What we're working on is how to solve it. Again, I can't speak for the movement.
What's the issue?
So when do we get our constitutional Congress, our third party? Where's our solution?
It's coming down the road.
Okay, so your stance though is the problem you have with corporate greed.
Yes, I? In terms of this, I mean there are a lot of different ways to solve this, and it's an immensely complex problem, which is part of the problem. Is that it's very hard.
The complexity of it,
man.
Well, yeah,
it's not a simple solution by any means.
It's not white.
It's very intricate. And
it's like
so
syphilis. It wasn't wiped out in a day.
You're damn right.
In fact, it hasn't even really been wiped out in some cases.
Exactly.
Rory.
Hey!
Whoa.
Hello.
Oh, Rory.
And we still have smallpox
that was
in labs,
you?
And I am against
them. Sorry.
So, yeah, we're essentially what we're doing is we're creating a think tank. I can tell you what I would like to see happen that I think would solve these problems, if you'd like. I can't speak for the whole movement. I can do that.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yes, you've established
that.
You cannot speak
for
anyone
one
but
thing,
yourself.
All right, fantastic. Yeah, for the fourth time. All right. For one thing, we need to reinstate Glass-Steagall. This was a bill that Clinton – it was created during the Depression. It was a bill that Clinton nullified in 1999, and what it does is it separates investment banks, essentially banks that are dealing with stocks and bonds and these, you know, trading mutual debt and all that sort of thing, from your everyday average Joe banks that you have an account at, that you withdraw money at. What this has allowed these banks to do is to trade with our money. This whole mortgage crisis is essentially caused by nullifying this particular act. None of this would have been possible if Glass-Steagall had still existed. So we still need to do that. In addition, there needs to be some kind of separation between venture capital and our government itself. The Solyndra thing is a perfectly good example. This man was an investor. He worked for investment firms. But at the same – let me clarify. At the same time, he was not a real investor. He'd done enough work with that, and his wife was a very powerful Democratic Party political advocate and a fundraiser. And so from this, he was able to essentially play venture capital with government money.
And then skim the profits and put the money back?
Exactly. Exactly. That's a big problem. I'm trying to think because I have a thing here, if you let me.
I try to borrow $20 from the till at work and go to the casino and make a little money off of it, and I get fired.
Yeah, you're trying to help the fucking company.
It's outrageous, Stanley.
But that does kind of sound like it's very similar to... He's dipping into work coffers.
Yeah, it's a pretty
going
similar,
to gamble it at the slots.
Yeah, I call that embezzling.
It's a pretty similar issue.
I think there is a word for that. You're right.
It's called
In addition to that, one thing that I thought of was that right now, again, the strategy for Democrats, elect more Democrats. For Republicans, elect more Republicans. Mm-hmm. As a result,
throw money at it.
Why are they're
does
throwing
seem to be
so
the political
much,
parties?
They're throwing so much
everything.
Goddamn money all around everywhere. One of the major problems of this is why is it that as of a year ago we were talking about the next presidential election? That's completely ridiculous. I think we need to sort of defined campaign season. I think than 6 months.
I do agree with that.
There's a problem you touch on that personally I think that goes for every level of elected official.
Yes.
The minute somebody's elected, they're thinking about how they're going to stay in office.
And they're not dealing with the actual issues that they were elected
to
deal with.
You do have fine folks, especially on local levels and a lot of times on the state level, really fine folks who do work hard for their neighborhoods, their districts, their state, you know, their state mm-hmm. regions, what, yeah. you know, what have you.
Yeah,
all
there
over
are
the country.
There are a lot of great people.
There are a lot of but the problem with those people is they go in, they do their good job. And then, hey, that's my time. And then some other dickhead,
some asshole,
gets elected who's just in it.
Well, you get in there with good intentions, and they just run into a roadblock.
He's in it to climb the ladder. Yeah.
Or somebody goes in with the greatest of intentions, and the next thing they know, they're three terms down the line.
You get in there and you realize it's not just you. You can't just change everything because you got 30 other people in your little crew there that are fucking you the whole time.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to play the game, or you lose. I mean, that's how it is. Another thing that I thought of personally was. We have so much technology in this country. Our podcast is being broadcast to however many people.
12.
We have
15.
We have YouTube. And in addition
18 million. 18.5.
Over a couple
several
hundred.
More. 18 billion, actually. We're broadcasting to Mars as we speak.
It's available, Mars. Yeah, what's up?
We have all this.
What's up, Mars?
We have all this technology. Yo, what up to Mars? Shout out to Venus. You know,
this doesn't actually broadcast like radio. It's in wires. So
my point still stands. in addition to this, we have so much mass media that our founding fathers plainly never anticipated.
Absolutely,
I mean, we have radio, we have television, we have the internet, we have YouTube.
They structured a government for people who are out of communication with one another.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We live in a world where China is a thought away.
So right now, I would argue, with our current level of technology, we have a venue if everyone was on the same playing field, if we either drastically reduced or eliminated entirely campaign donations on all levels of government,
That's right.
We would have an even playing field and we would have a meritocratic system where people that were good at their jobs, people who were effective at debate and effective at enacting policy could actually rise as opposed to just a race to see who can make the most money, which has continued to escalate and escalate.
But again, and like that kind of scenario, popular vote, as opposed to electoral college. But
not taking any campaign contributions to fix the problem? Is that what you just said? I'm sorry. I kind of drifted off there.
Either.
Wouldn't that mean only ridiculously wealthy people could run?
I think drastically reduced.
Well, no. I could run on Facebook.
Oh, right. So just not. But
Reverend
use Facebook as my campaign.
How about we just have full disclosure
of eliminate.
Who gave you what
someone
money?
Being
well, I like
that.
I'd
like an honest.
Wouldn't that be an easier way to fix it? We just say, you just have to say exactly who gave you what. And we all get to read it on the internet.
Yes.
That would be lovely.
That's a
solid point. You're right. Yeah.
But even then, I mean, we do basically know who gives those politicians money.
But I just want someone
honest.
There's
a lot of secret
money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, seriously, I just want someone honest.
You know,
honest.
Like the investment
that's
group.
Just some honesty.
Well, look, I mean.
You get your dick sucked by an intern, just say I got my cock sucked. Fuck it. Nobody cares anymore. Nobody cares.
It doesn't happen.
It's also called sexual harassment these days, but.
It's late at night. I had a couple beers. She came into my office and she raped me.
she practically put that cigar in her pussy herself.
It was It was horrible. I am emotionally cigarred by that blowjob.
Cigarred?
Cigarred.
So, but one of the things I'm also getting from a lot of the social media and some of the more traditional media and you know, like friends of mine also is
right.
There's this huge, you know, burn Wall Street, destroy capitalism. Yeah. And I really don't think that is a practical, attractive, or even beneficial
solution.
Well,
one way to destroy these corporations would be to stop spending your money there. I'm sure a lot of these Occupy people have been to Starbucks lately.
Is very
important. They've been to Walmart lately.
And one of the bigger tenets that I saw out of Occupy Reno, out of that General Assembly, was buy local. Whatever you do,
well, yeah,
if you can,
that's a good policy, anyways. Yeah, I know the Walmart's made it impossible to buy certain things
without
them.
And Wells Fargo and Chase, yeah, you know, get an account with a local credit union.
I'm doing that. I quit Bank of America.
Oh, I've been with Greater Nevada Credit Union.
Wells Fargo,
shout out
really,
for them.
Yes,
Wells Fargo
Nevada.
Pushed me over
I
the edge.
Greater Nevada.
I'm about to pull
awesome, awesome bank.
I have two accounts, so I have U.S.
Credit
bank
Union
too.
Sucker.
I have to. Greater Nevada can't do certain.
Nice.
sorry, Greater Nevada.
Well, yeah, in terms of the, just to bring it back to the campaign donations, I think you're right that stuff does need to be public. In addition, though, again, we have this mass media. You do, I mean, you got to realize if we had a media that was fair and had certain laws to go along with that, then we would have things where people don't have to pay to get on air. Ideally, if you do your candidacy, if you get enough popular support, over sure, YouTube, Facebook, whatever, so long as you can debate, so long as you're able to get your ideas out there in a intelligent, in an intelligent, we can't talk right, intelligent.
we don't talk and, no good either.
Yo, you know. In an intelligent, in an intelligent and effective
I grammar
way.
Good.
I don't know what y'all is with the grammar, but anyway, if someone's able to get their ideas out in an intelligent and effective manner and has ideas for solutions for the problems we're facing, they should be able to get out there and they should be able to be heard. And right now, that's just not the case. And that's part of why I say that.
So I think we should take another little break here. But before we go, just to sum up. Occupy Reno, what is it? Not sure. What are the goals? Not sure there either, but they want you to be a part of it.
Look into it, because it sounds like you got a lot of good ideas.
It's his ideas, though, because he cannot say that Occupy
it is
Reno.
Something in, well, and not just,
again, though,
it, it's not just what he can and can't say. I mean, I think this is something
what's new still, too.
It's only
a month
of
old.
Of the whole movement. It, yeah, right. I mean, it's a month old. Nobody's quite sure, but everybody's sure they want to talk about it.
And we're figuring it out.
Yeah. I think the major thing for me is you can see the 1% and you can see the 99, and where are you? Most everyone I know is in the 99.
I hardly ever see the
1%.
They don't hang out at the same.
They don't
kind
really
of
hang out.
They
with
don't
us.
Come out to Occupy.
Well, I was going to say you don't.
I think I waited on one of them.
Warmth. You know, I've been in a few other houses, and they're not bad people on a good day. But
all right.
No, I'm sure they do wonderful things too with their money as well.
Yeah, well, they just got their tax write off.
Right.
You know what
but
I mean?
But absolutely. But it's a
well,
system.
Think
that
about the threat. Quality of the 1% you know here, Rick. And are they really part of the 1%, like the L.A., New York 1%?
Some of them are.
Yeah. No,
some of them are.
I work for some people who they have a cottage in Reno that's one of their five houses that's 7,000 square
feet. There's some money
they could
in Reno.
Clean after a toilet with some of their walking money.
They don't have to. They got people like Rick.
Yeah, exactly. I work for the 1% sometimes.
Oh, I didn't mean clean their toilet. I meant clean after toilet. They could wipe their ass with
their
the money.
You don't do that, though, do you, Rick?
After toilet. If they pay me enough. Do a little tip. I'm yours.
See, the 1% the 1% has a bidet, though. So they wouldn't need their money.
Which is a lovely idea.
Bidet, benign. I know, it's pretty long.
If you got
my vagina
any other part of your body, would you just wipe it with dry paper and walk away?
Hell no.
That's a good thought.
I get a warm water wash.
Butthole.
Don't be absurd.
I know.
All right.
I'm going to join you guys.
Where can we get more information on the internet about Occupy Reno?
You can go to occupyreno.wordpress.com. Is our major site. There's a Facebook group. If you search Occupy Reno on Facebook, you can find it there. And in addition, we're connected with the whole thing, so there's a group on meetup.com. Mostly, though, the WordPress site, and we're looking at getting an official domain name soon. That'll be on there. And that will have
all the
info.
And there's a Facebook page
get.
As well,
yes.
I believe?
Yes.
Okay. That's where I've been getting my information.
And just to make it clear.
I am connected with the pulse of the young America. I'm on Facebook
Rory's
and
no way
Twitter.
Affiliated with BlueTaco.com or whatever the fuck you said.
No, it's BlueTaco.org.
Dude, in like 3 days, somebody's going to have rented that site and put up just some the Captain Cock in the Sock picture or something.
Oh. Well, yeah, though, come to occupyreno.wordpress.com. At the very least.
It'll be interesting to see where this whole thing goes, I think.
Yeah, come check us out.
Still early.
I just want to go to say that I'm fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
Those fuckers got bailed
too
out.
Too much words.
And they make way more money. They make, you know, record profits. And, you know, now bail the people who fucking bailed you
and,
out.
And meanwhile, the bridges
no
are crumbling.
Jobs. You ain't hiring nobody and giving people loans.
There ain't no jobs.
What the fuck, you know?
Yeah. I think everybody's everybody we know is pissed about that.
We saved the fucking country. And I think that's pretty.
Yeah, it'd be
nice
to be able to have
feel
a job.
Like, that's bullshit. You should be out there saying something, too.
Damn right.
Yar.
Motherfucking right.
Let's hear another motherfucking song.
So before we get to the song, I think we should mention our fine sponsor who's going to sponsor the segment of the next segment of the show and
all
this
right,
following
all right.
song.
Sounds good.
The good folks at Stingray Tattoo.
Stingray Tattoo.
Stingray Tattoo.
Woo!
I love Stingray Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Oh my God.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
That is the best fucking
Fuck yeah. Stingray, what's up?
Hey. Thanks, you guys.
All right. I got a song here from a band called Lodestar. This came out in 1993 on Satan's Pimp Records, which developed into lots of
badass
Satan's Pimp,
This is recorded straight from vinyl, a 7-inch vinyl they put out with the band called Gob. This is Lodestar with Thanksgiving Day, which is not a holiday-oriented song, more of a song idolizing Priscilla Ford, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, Priscilla Ford, my favorite killer.
Here you go.
We love Priscilla.
No, I don't.
I had a roommate who named her ferret Priscilla because she just ran over everything.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Walking down the street, kicking boy can. Thinking about this big trap. This big trap called Reno. Reno fucking Nevada.
Fucking Euro?
Yep, Euro.
Like the Greek
fuck
food?
Euro, dude.
I love gyros.
Gyros.
Gyros are delicious.
I was talking about the European dollar.
That was Scott Loring on the trumpet there.
Rad.
Oh, really?
Yeah
from the Gunner's Daughter.
Recent guest.
Last week.
Whatever happened to the Kroner?
I love the Kroner.
The French franc?
What's the rupees? I'd like 10 rupees.
I could probably get you some rupees.
They all became the Euro.
Some rupees.
Did you say rupees?
I said rupees.
So let's turn to our other guest, Jenny.
Yeah.
Jenny Pez Dispenser, local funny woman of note. So, and writer and woman about town with video blogs and a column and what do you got going on? What are you doing lately?
Reno Tahoe Tonight magazine.
Hey, yeah, we got a great write up with them
also
last month.
Player of Layla James, who's a big hero of mine.
You have your own beautiful article, which I read. It was amazing.
And you brought us copies. Thank
you.
I
brought you copies. I didn't really read it. I just lied.
I know. I just.
I haven't used the bathroom that much and been able to read it.
It is long. It's all of four paragraphs.
Because when I walk into the dog water, she's all, "What are you doing here? It's my fucking show, lady."
Damn. I even told you that in person.
Sorry.
She thought you meant the other Nick Ramirez.
Sorry.
There's many of us. That's true.
He's our gardener.
Saturday was like a 14-hour drinking binge, so there's some few things lost.
A few details missed. Yeah.
Came out like 3 weeks ago, though.
Yeah, I know. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, and I've read your column a lot.
Yeah.
No, you
good column last time.
What was my last column
lying
about?
It was about curses.
I know.
Drinking.
Extreme midget wrestling.
No, midget. Yeah, no. I was drinking and midget wrestling.
And
totally.
How you hate curses.
They're always
or no,
about
you love
drinking.
Curses.
I was going to guess that.
Always about drinking. The next one's going to be.
And didn't you have something about seeing male strippers recently?
Saturday, I did. That's why I had the 13-14 hour drinking binge. I started at the wine walk. And then we went to the male strip show at the Knitting Factory.
Sounds like the worst day ever.
Hey. This a full Monty show or?
No, it was a full yucky show. Is what it really was.
See taint.
I just want to see ball sack in a lady's
taint
face
fun.
And a big white or black or whatever woman. Going, oh my god, it's in my face, his cock, it's so hot. Oh.
Now, was it the actual cock, or was there...
It was a man hammock.
Okay.
Like an
shielding
elephant, yeah.
Yeah,
he did
have
they his... They had a dental dam.
His plum smuggling pouch.
Yeah, so...
Hello, dick.
Yeah, it was... But it wasn't, I don't know, it was gross. So we left, and then we went to... we went and drank some more, and then we went to decompression. And that was
at Underground.
I saw some more banana hammocks.
Yeah, we saw plenty. We saw some
with
interesting.
Fur.
Yeah.
Banana hammocks.
I don't understand
fur.
Burning Man
neon
anyway. Who
put
who pays $400 to camp? Nick.
I didn't pay that much.
I won't name names. Nick.
No, Nick's but OG.
I'd rather do that
than
early.
He is though. He's OG, so I
kind of
get him going. But when I hear people say stuff like, "Man, my house just got robbed, so I need to go get a payday loan for $1,200 so we can buy our burner tickets, bro." I just get a little weirded out by the whole
situation.
Did you
really hear that this past year?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow.
I know
some.
I won't name names, but I actually know a business owner
that's
that got robbed and was in getting her nails done at my salon, Salon 7. Yes, another plug I have to.
Hey. No,
and,
Salon 7,
Salon
where
7.
I get my haircut done every month.
Are you shitting me?
Jason Reed. Hey, mention
Jason
him.
Reed.
Mention Jason and get a haircut.
Shira
and I get a
McKee
free haircut out of it.
Lucky damn it. Jackie. Jenny O.
Hey,
yeah.
Let's get out to Barb up at the Walmart on the west side. She does a good
she
job.
Won't give you a free haircut.
She'll give me one for $8.
But, there was actually a girl that was coming in after me to get her nails done. Go figure, couldn't save your money, could you? And she was talking about how their business had just gotten robbed, and so they had to repurchase a lot of their stuff. But I'm going to go get a payday loan today so we can get our burn tickets because we were totally supposed to get them today. And all I could think of was...
Couldn't you be saving that money on your nails for the burning man ticket?
And I just was really kind of put off by it.
Priorities, man.
Yeah. Burning Man is a religion
to some
people.
Yeah, it really is. But
they're already planning for next year right now.
Jesus.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
A bunch of losers.
Yeah.
But that's not... I don't know.
I went once.
Camping in a dusty desert...
I'll go again if you cuddle me, Nick.
You come
you
camp with me, dude. I guarantee you'll want to go there every year.
Nick will cuddle the fuck
out
of
you. Come camp with me.
Ooh. That's a threat.
Make me forget all about my life.
Yeah. Threaten me with a good time. Shit.
I'll go get the belt, Daddy.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Rick's getting hot.
Rick's taking all of his clothes off.
Is this a 1099 club?
Seriously. It can be.
Then I'm in the wrong place. Because I have a vagina.
Where are you doing comedy at?
I do comedy at the Pioneer Theater Underground.
I just plugged that place a couple weeks
when
ago.
When I feel like
went
it.
There.
Is that where you're at earlier?
Sorry, Wayne.
I came to pick you up.
Do you have anything coming up?
No, I actually don't, but I have someone that does that asked if I would mention it. His name is Elgin Elway.
Yeah.
His show is on Saturday the 22nd, this weekend. He's doing the 7:30 PG-13 show because those suck.
See any relation to John
so
Elway?
What is the comedy scene like over there? Is there a big comedy scene
actually,
in Reno? Are there people's names we should know?
Just
yours?
I mean, Christian Reyes. Just mine. I'm the only one that counts. Christian Reyes, Sean O'Connor's, Wayne. There's like a lot of comedians that are really good. I did it like years ago, though. And then I stopped because a guy named Randy Belms, who's a really great comedian, ate a gun, and I got a little weirded out.
Good friend. Good friend of ours.
He was a good friend.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
I got a little weirded out when he died because we were really close. Mm-hmm. And
he's one of the nicest people I ever met.
I
made a CD for him once, like copied a CD and said, oh, he said, oh, I like that. And so I made him a copy. He bought me a thank you card.
Oh, I know. Wow.
Who buys thank you cards?
That was Randy.
And I thought, Jesus Christ, this world is a beautiful place. And then he died.
That's why it was so horrible. He actually had just gotten a gig at the Laugh Factory in L.A.
Right.
And was like going on to these like, oh my God, you're finally going to be famous.
He went out one night. Reno on the map. Yeah.
He went out one night, had like the best time, and then went home and shot himself.
Yeah.
And no one even like
not even his roommate.
I found out like an hour afterwards and was called and told you need to come. And after that, I kind of didn't really want to do comedy again. And then Oliver with Reno Tahoe Tonight got me in touch with Pioneer and said, you're fucking funny. Seriously, you need to do comedy again. And I, you know, was like, I don't really want to do it. But then I started doing it, and, you know, anywhere I can bag on my family and everyone else I hate, which is everyone.
I hate them too.
It's wonderful because you can just talk shit and,
and people pay you.
And they hand you $5 and say, you sold 10 tickets. Here's a 5 spot. Thanks, Wayne.
I think I can
go get a cocktail with this. But, you know, if you think about it, 10 minutes, $5, that's $2 a minute. So I'm not doing too bad on the phone sex scale. That's not
right,
so bad.
Right.
That's so bad. So. But it's fun, and, you know, like I said, you can talk
You have
shit.
A voice for that. You could do it. And there's
I
just
do.
A company in town that... No.
Does...
There
I
was.
I actually did that.
I was a Northwest Nevada Telco?
Yes.
Yeah, I was a psychic.
I remember you were a psychic.
Yeah.
I did the actual hardcore line because I couldn't go, take that hot banana
in my
cream pie.
Right.
They actually had one like that. Where,
really?
Yeah,
you had to,
you
everything was euphemism.
Say,
you couldn't say sex on the beach as the drink. That was out.
Yeah,
I remember that was one of the rules.
They like gave you, and I couldn't do that. I'm like, isn't there like a hardcore line? They're
Who
like,
the hell
well,
calls that
yeah.
banana line?
I know. Actually, a lot of people did. It was kind of weird. Yeah. Guys that like the vanilla in their phone sex.
Guys
Touch
who really just want
just like that. Like,
somebody
seriously.
To listen to them Punch whine about how dissatisfied they are with their lives.
See, and I like
while they're wearing a diaper.
I like those calls, but my line also got the domination calls.
Yeah,
which are fantastic because you could be like, "Are you punching yourself? Hit your cock," and you hear like.
Are you? Oh!
Seriously? No, this is a true story. This is absolutely true. I one time had a guy one time say, this is before it was big even, I'm into piercing. And I'm all, so am I, you little bitch. I want you to take out your needle and pierce your cock. And then he's like, really, mistress? I'm all, fucking do it, you little worm. I said, now. And he's like, all right.
Oh
and then
God.
I hear... Oh, God! And he goes, I have to go. I'm all, why do you have to go? He's all, I'm bleeding all over the table.
Oh, my God. You sent some dude to the hospital because he was dumb enough.
It was awesome.
Dumb enough to listen to
and
you.
I'm all, and then, of course, I broke character and said, are you all right? And then he's like, what? I'm all, shut up, wimp. And I'm all, call me back.
Call me.
Return customer.
Dude,
oh
it
my
was
God,
great.
That's
and
insane.
Sometimes, and they would.
That teaches him right to waste his money like that.
All I know is that some of the calls I got, they just wanted me to listen to their filthy, I'm going to ram my cock up your asshole, you little fucking slut. Okay, baby. And they'd be like, what's your name? I'm all, my name is Shelby James. I'm 5'1", 95 pounds, and I'm setting to be a dentist because I like children. And I seriously would say that. And meanwhile, I'd be like sitting with my 5'9 ass, my dark brown hair, folding laundry in sweatpants.
Right.
And they'd be
right,
like, what
right.
are you wearing? I'm all, well, I'm wearing your little tiny outfit and some thigh high. That's what I'm doing at 10 o'clock in the morning. Sure. Right, I'm walking around in thigh highs and stilettos.
And like, yeah, you're in your bedroom. Girls gotta have fun. Satin sheets and the incense around you. And, you know, meanwhile, across the room is some punk rock guy in a cubicle.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And I'm like, I'll be your psychic advisor for the evening.
Well, I did it
evening.
From home. You, like, wore the headset
Oh, you had to do it at home. Oh, I had to go to the office.
Home. And your friends would come in and they'd go, hey, what are you doing? I'd be like, so your cock is like, hold on. Slow your cock is sliding in and out. Like, who are you on the phone with? I'm like, my mom.
Your mom.
What do you say?
Your mom, yeah.
My mom.
We have a very special relationship.
Yeah, me and my
mom doesn't have a cock.
That's what you think.
My mom used to. Her name was Earl.
My mom's name is Jamie Lee Curtis.
And you nursed. Don't lie.
She has both.
Ew, no she doesn't.
Tony Curtis won't comment on the matter. He refuses
Why would
to
he?
Comment.
Activia.
Which says to me, there's a chance. There is a chance.
That she has a little penis?
Rick, cue it up.
A man can dream.
There we go. Uh-oh. This is my favorite part of the show. This is what I like to call the worst little quiz. I'm going to ask you guys a series of questions that may or may not make sense. And it's going to be your job to answer them to get the highest point total possible.
Oh, yeah. It's on.
Oh,
yeah.
Game
Occupy
on.
Reno.
Oh, you know what? You know what?
I'll fucking fist fight you right
this.
Here.
I'm occupying this. Oh, you
say
you
fist fuck?
Occupy dog water.
I'll fist fuck you right here.
Yeah. Occupy my pants.
Woo.
I'll give you a hand job with a reach around.
Everybody's coming. That's a different show.
That's complicated.
That'll be out on the comp CD.
You can sit on your hand and then masturbate and get strange hand.
Oh.
The strange.
I love carpal tunnel.
Stranger.
I love carpal tunnel. Oh, that's fantastic.
Okay. Question number one. Uh-oh. Hey, Nick, do I go with a newer and old question?
Let's go half and half.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do a little. What first, though?
New.
Half
new?
And half?
A new question.
$50 on 4th Street.
Woo! Right, we'll go. I like this question.
That wasn't a question.
In all of history, who would you fight? Like, fist fight?
Oh.
Betty Davis.
Betty nice. Davis.
Good answer.
Great answer.
I guess.
Michelangelo.
Ooh, that's
very
not,
nice.
Not bad.
You guys didn't even have to think about it.
I know, like that was just
that's
right
usually
off
a stumper
bat.
For everybody.
Because Betty Davis would cat scratch fever you.
Because Michelangelo, that would just be fun. That's all.
Yeah, well, Michelangelo, I can't quite picture, but Betty Davis,
Art
old
fag.
Or young?
Old Betty Davis.
Yeah, whatever happened to Baby
she
got,
whatever happened to it, when she was
exactly.
all pissed off, like, I'll get you. Yeah, she'd roll in.
But yeah, Blanche, yeah.
Just smack her right in the mouth. Right
I would dot those Betty Davis eyes. All right, Betty Davis.
Those doll's eyes.
Die, Betty Davis.
Yo, bitch, I got a crochet needle right here.
You're going to eat this rat.
Okay. Where and when did you lose your virginity?
Carson City.
Is that as specific as we get?
In middle school.
Ooh.
Middle school points.
At school?
Seventh or eighth?
Seven.
Nice. She's
at
a dirty
school?
Girl.
Yeah, Carson City's a dirty place.
No. Oh. In a weekly.
Oh!
Wow. Because that's where the meth was, right?
That's where the meth was. You know, I was 11. It was that time.
Wow. Oxford.
Life of a Carson City.
Oxford, England.
England.
Oh, jeez.
On a boat.
Seriously.
Yes.
Wow.
What was his name?
Huge answer.
You can't get farther apart than those two answers.
Yep, pretty much. I've lived a crazy life.
That's weekly in Carson or a boat in
these
Oxford.
Are, I mean, as far as points go, this is kind of neck and neck here.
In the summer.
And how old, I'm sorry?
Yeah, how old?
Oh, 19.
Okay, she does
Ooh,
get a little
boomer.
Bit more.
Yeah, you know.
For being a dirty
well,
little
boy. We're in the West. Here in Reno, we start young. If it's bleed, we're breeding. Fuck it.
As a man of class and distinction.
Carson City.
Oh, my goodness.
You've probably never even been to Carson City.
I think I drove through it.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody has.
Where are you from?
Where am I from originally? Williamsburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
Nice.
And are you living and working here now?
Yeah, I have I'm working with a geology company.
Oh, very good. Let's not mention it and get
not
you in any
all.
More trouble.
Thank you.
How often do you masturbate?
Twice to three times a day.
Whoa. Wow. No girlfriend, huh?
Solid.
Not right now. I'm so depressed.
Jenny, same question to you.
Probably once a day at work in the bathroom.
Whoa.
Nice. Ooh. You know how to play this game.
Oh, yes, I do. I'm a woman. Oh. That's what women do.
So you cut hairs down at Salon 7?
No. So, I don't cut hair at Salon 7.
Oh, what do you do there?
I don't. I go there.
She goes there.
Oh, she goes to Salon 7. Gets her hair did.
I get my nails did.
She didn't say where she worked.
Pedicure, manicure.
I didn't say where I work.
Okay.
Again.
On purpose.
And hence the editing. Oh, my God. We actually edited the show this week.
Sorry, did guys.
Yeah, remember?
If you can find the edit,
remember when you guys were outside smoking
Facebook
for like 5 minutes?
Yeah, we'll give you a prize.
Yeah, totally. We'll give you a prize. If you tell us like podcast. The minute mark of the edit.
Nice.
Let's see. How was your stool today?
Firm. Smelled of liquor though from Saturday.
Liquor.
So, yeah,
liquor smelling.
Yeah. You know,
how was your stool today?
I had Thai food last night. So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a burn.
I'm gonna be honest. That was it was
soft serve fire.
A long, slow burn.
It hissed when it hit the water.
That curry.
God.
So, Jenny, how do you like your porn? Magazines, VHS, DVD, or the internet?
Live.
Live. Ooh.
Live sex acts.
Born in the wrong decade.
If I'm going to see porn, I want to go to the O'Farrell Theater and see it up close and personal.
Hey, now. That's the wrong button, but okay.
All right.
Tom?
I like my red tube and my U-porn, et cetera, but I also have a great appreciation for stills. Which is sort of unusual.
That's a lost art.
The old skill.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you get some really nice, solid lighting on there. You get the breasts to glisten. Yeah. To perk
classy.
Up. And you can really see the definition. I mean, now they're coming out with this high def stuff, and it's a reinvention of the craft, and I'm 100% behind that.
All right.
I feel like with stills, too, it leaves to the imagination. Whatever you want to happen in your head can happen.
That's
off
the beauty
still,
of it.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
As opposed to like a bunch of things you didn't want to happen on the internet, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Just fast forward.
Yeah. Why would you?
Or change.
Do not.
Dude, every time they start putting that elbow high glove on, I go, shit.
What are you talking about?
God damn it.
I got to be honest.
Don't do
the
that.
The worst thing I've ever seen as far as the internet goes, and this is one of those things you cannot take back, is I saw a porn thing where they shot a bear out of a tree and then fucked on it.
What?
I'm not making this up. Look it up.
Okay, wait.
I will never look that
excuse
up.
Excuse me.
It was most horrible. I didn't even mean to find it.
Wait. Please to be clarifying.
Yeah.
Did they launch
that?
A bear from a treetop or they had a gun
it
while in
a tree
and shot a bear?
A bear that ran up a tree.
Oh.
They shoot it out of the tree. And then all of a sudden,
why wait for it to be a
over
rug?
In front of the camera, start making out, and it was a live bear. And I was
it was live,
not a hairy man.
Well, no, it was a bear.
On the opposite side of that, to make up for that,
horrible.
I've heard, and I've seen.
Why wait for it to be a rug?
It was just.
I've heard and I've seen. PETA, Protection of Animals Group, has come out with a porn site. It's out there.
Oh, the PETA porn?
Yes.
Probably don't see no dead bear porn on there.
No, not a whole lot. A lot of tofu in interesting shapes, which they eat later. I'm not down.
It reminds me of...
They cut a pineapple out of a tree and fucked on it.
Reminds me of that. I was at that show Isabella Rossellini did where... I missed something.
Eating roll.
I wasn't paying attention. Is that it?
I think
no.
so. I don't know.
No, it was that show she had where she'd dress up like insects and replicate their mating habits with puppets.
I heard it.
It was really disturbing. Because Isabella, not looking as good as she used to.
Oh, man.
And she's in these like spandex outfits pretending to be a jellyfish and mating.
Those wacky Italians.
Yeah.
You gotta love them.
Discovery Channel. Yeah, some
anyone that has a newscaster that's topless the whole time and says, and in the weather today, my nipples are perky. I love it.
What does that tell you?
Yeah, wow. It's gonna be cold.
Didn't they elect Cicilline to
Parliament?
Parliament? They're crazy.
Everybody gets blowjobs. Viva la Cicilline.
I
don't know if this is true. My great grandfather told me that Italians are all inbred.
Just as
and
as this, my family
this
is.
Second uncomfortable pause brought to you by Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor.
Thank you.
702 Southwest.
These jugs for you.
These jugs are for you.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother, trapped on a desert island with no hope of escape, who do you cannibalize first?
My mother.
Duh.
God.
Can I mean,
she's been feeding me your whole life.
And brother could be best friend, lover could just be whatever.
Can I give the same answer?
Sure, that's fine. Yeah.
All right. I hate to tie it up here, but
it's all right.
That's not even a question.
No.
Really. Let's be honest.
They've been
here.
Feeding us our whole lives.
That is weak.
Fuck it. They might as well do the self-sacrificing.
I want my fair share in return. Exactly. You know.
They blew out their badge for us.
Yeah. Your parents must be so proud.
Ah, but they are, and they'll never hear this.
She might, and if she does, she'll go, "It was so funny when you said you were going to cannibalize me." You're crazy. That's why I cannibalize.
You don't know my mother. And then when you mocked my voice, that was funny.
That was great.
Sitting on the beach with my mother, so I'm going to fucking kill her anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I might have been a goddamn
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
This sand is getting all up in my one piece. Yes. I just can't take it anymore.
Honey, do you think the sun's going to rise today? I'm fucking killing you. I'm hungry.
So what is sand made of, anyway?
I know.
All right. Final question. Final question of the show. Who is a celebrity you would ruin your relationship for if you had one?
Oh, God, there's so many
there
I would.
So many.
That is a great answer.
Sure. I mean, male or female? Can we narrow it down?
That's an extra 50 points.
Can we clarify? Can we narrow this down? Angrily ruin or happily ruin?
Happily
because there are a lot of celebrities I'd have angry sex with, and very few that I would have
happily,
peaceful.
Happily
ruin. Okay, this is a lot tougher.
Norman Reedus.
Nice.
Definitely ruined my relationship for Norman.
Who in the
no
fuck
idea.
Is Norman Reedus?
You don't know who Norman Reedus? He's an actor, East Coast.
I'm whatever. Sorry.
The
my
one
bad.
Guy with the face.
Yeah, the guy with
He's
the pants.
He's in The Walking Dead. He plays the racist in The Walking Dead.
Oh, gotcha. Nice. Wait,
Norman
the younger Reedus. Brother or the older brother?
I don't watch
racist. The younger brother. Okay,
I
okay,
love
okay.
Norman Reedus.
I was going to go with Scarlett Jo because that would be hate Ooh. Sex. But with in terms of actual love, in terms of a peaceful ruining of the thing, this is going to be a wild card, but I'd have to go with Alyson Pill. All the way.
Yeah, she's cute.
All the way. Because
I,
even
wow,
though
who?
She's
I'm
not the hot.
Pretty
she's
vague
not
answers.
The. She's not the hottest, but she is hot. And if you want to have sex with someone that is intelligent, that knows everything, that can see into you and pierce your mind and give you
Jesus.
The fuck of your
no,
lifetime.
You.
Fuck her. I would yeah. fuck her. She'd fucking mind fuck you first.
This is Tom Han Tom Han.
But yeah.
You need to do something to impress her.
Yeah,
like maybe
true.
Shoot somebody.
Yeah. I'd have to do something
like,
crazy.
Shoot Tad Dunbar. No, I'm not really
Never.
Suggesting
shoot
that.
Shoot Tad Dunbar.
Friend of the show.
We love you, Tad.
We love you, Tad. You're the greatest newscaster.
It was just a mental fantasy.
Love you.
We know you're listening.
We're on the topic of sex. You know, it comes natural.
All right.
All
right.
Real quick, let me add the 600, 700. Very close, Jenny with about 785 points, and Tom with 735 points.
Good game, though.
But she's a filthy whore. She wins every time.
I demand a rematch, though.
I demand a rematch.
It's got to happen.
You guys should probably go out after this and have another quiz.
Like I said, I suggested...
Nude wrestling!
I suggested you guys
Trivial
fight
pursuit?
At the beginning of the show. You guys weren't down then. I think you guys would be good for it now.
I'm tired. It's been a long
I'll
day.
I'll be
and
a
you
Trivial
know
Pursuit,
though.
Rick, will the mics reach to the backyard?
Oh,
Rick?
Hell no.
I can make them.
All you hear is...
Oh no! I would play by
Jenny,
play.
Jenny, stop
that.
Hitting me! And he goes like this. He does the sign for I time out.
Cross your arms.
Cross your arms.
Guys, point of process
point
here.
Of
point
process,
of process.
Point of process.
I like all the.
Well, I do want to thank you all very, very hard for coming into the show
very
today.
Hard.
Very Why? Hard. Thank you hard.
Oh my.
Are we gonna Jenny, go? Can we find you on the internet?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. Jenny Pez Dispenser, P-E-Z-D-E-S-P-E-N-C-E-R.
Is that an Italian name?
It's Italian for fuck you. It's Italian for
And we can find all of your lovely articles at RenoTahoeTonight.com as well.
RenoTahoeTonight Magazine.
Magazine.com. That's right.
Wonderful. Oliver, go team.
Yeah, go Oliver.
And like I said, go to the comedy club this Saturday if you want to see Elgin. He's a great comedian. He's funny. He wears little shirts, you know. So... that's it.
Small
awesome.
Shirts.
Awesome. And Tom, I want to thank you a whole lot for coming down and giving us as much as he could, the down low on what's happening with Occupy Reno.
Thank you so much.
It sounds like
me.
Something people need to get out there, be a part of, and help define.
Exactly.
Because it lacks definition. Help give it one.
If you've got your own input and you've got your own ways that this country could be better, come down and lend your voice.
And where can we find it on the internet again?
OccupyReno.wordpress.com.
Awesome. Cool. Awesome. Thank you very much,
both of you.
We had a thrilling discussion this week.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm thrilled.
A little dynamic there.
But now looking ahead to your, and by your, I mean our beautiful listeners out there, looking ahead to your entertainment for this next week. Nick, what do you got?
I'll be at Loudest Folk on Thursday.
Yeah. Spike's going to be there too?
Yeah, Spike McGuire. I believe Jill Marlene's got a project. And,
nice.
God, I can't remember. I think Brian Callahan's playing some keyboards down there. Should be fun on a Thursday night. I believe it's free. The beer is really cheap.
Free is the magic
music.
Word.
Cheap beer.
So I'm excited about that. Otherwise, let me think. God, I can't remember. I always remember when I get home.
Yeah,
what
no,
I'm
a thousand
doing on
things.
The weekends,
totally.
But,
are you going to the
I
whiskey
know it.
Social?
No, Jubb's got some shows. And
there's a whiskey
there's
social.
A whiskey social.
Yeah, I think it's at 7.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Second or third annual.
And I know Weapons.
That's where you wear the mustache.
Yeah.
Weapons of Mass Creation are going to be at Jub Jub's on Saturday, so that should be a good show to check out.
Good idea.
Josh, you know of anything interesting happening?
Not really. Wolfpack
exciting?
Volleyball Thursday night and football on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, nice. And for the brothers out there, don't forget the ball's coming up.
Balls.
The balls.
Ball?
No, the Witter's ball.
Oh, the Witter ball from those brothers.
Those brothers.
You'll know about that because you probably got a flyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll get it. You get hit up in the email or on the.
But we have some of our friends listening to the show, one of which who I know has not gotten his personalized invitation. Invitation.
Isn't that funny looking guy?
Because he's a loser.
The bald head?
Yeah, the balding one.
He probably hasn't even got his. Never mind. We'll talk about that later.
Dude, he doesn't even have a house.
You should go to the zombie crawl.
We do not talk about Fight Club.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One last plug. Zombie crawl coming up on the 29th.
Woo!
You know, you'll find it at zombiecrawl.com. We'll have more information about that next week.
That's good. Chewbacca, want to tell us what the last song's all about?
Yeah, if we could play this on the way out. Yeah.
Hi, Han.
It's an old date name. I got in high school. I'm still there, but... there's a band called Gob. I got this tape in, I think, 1992
John
when
Gob.
I was working at a warehouse with one of the guys. And it's a song called Toolbox, and it's a really good song. So enjoy
this was on the other side of the Satan Pip record?
No, this wasn't. Star? This was actually on a demo tape that they put out called Smorgasbord in 1992. It was with their original lineup. I think they were even still going by MC Gob at that point.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So it's pretty old.
That's deep. That's old Reno punk
rock.
Yeah,
it's deep water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A seaside.
Yeah. So enjoy.
All right. So, ladies and gents, once again, thank you for joining us for a lovely edition of the worst little podcast in the world.
Woo!
I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and for Nick Ramirez, Chewy, and Dogwater Dick, good night, ladies.
Trouble.
Doug Waters Studios.
He thinks the neighbors are out to kill him.